Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you think
that
reassessment in Lackawanna County should be delayed? Because 60 years hasn't been long enough. Let us know. Do you think it should be delayed? Because an attorney for Lackawanna County sent a letter to the attorney for the plaintiffs in the court case that led to a requirement that there be reassessment in the county. Do you think it should be delayed? We now have the response from the attorney for the plaintiffs. So yesterday we were talking about the fact that a Lackawanna County attorney did send a letter out asking if the plaintiffs would agree to delay implementation of the county's assessment until January 1st of 2027. Imagine you take the county to court years ago to get them to reassess because some people are paying more than their fair share because the county has not done their due diligence for six decades. And you finally get a mandate that it's going to have to happen. And so in 2022, that comes down. And they put together this thing and they get Tyler Technologies to come in, and it's a long process and it's finally going to be implemented. And now you want to go, oh, what's one more year? Well, we've got the response from the plaintiffs. The response is no, we are not consenting to extending the reassessment deadline. Attorney Marielle Mocker, the executive director of the nonprofit Community Justice Project, and they represent the plaintiffs, reiterated in the response letter, the county's new assessments will result in a much fairer distribution of the tax burden. They reiterated that the county's current assessment scheme is deeply unequal and regressive, with owners of lower value properties paying far more than their fair share. They also reject any notion that a failure to include the old assessed values on the reassessment notices would be some kind of fatal defect. That's one of the reasons why they were saying we need an extension because these certain things weren't done. Accordingly, and this is according to Mocker, the plaintiff attorney, we do not consent to delaying implementation of the reassessed values, and we expect the reassessed values to be certified by November 15th, 2025. That's coming up shortly. So now, what does this do to this whole idea of a reassessment pause? We know Republican Commissioner Chris Shermack, he wanted a delay. We know that Tom Welby, the Democrat who ran and won in the special election, ran on possibly delaying implementation. The court order in this case states the county shall fully complete the reassessment and implement the final new assessed values for use in all real property taxation in Lackawanna County no later than January 1st, 2026. So that would be a blatant violation of the order if all of a sudden they delayed it. So will this fight go any further? Or was it just something that was, hey, we'll ask the plaintiffs if they're okay. We'll run on that. and then, you know, not go any further than it. We'll see where this thing goes next, but we'll have to hear what Shermack has to say. Brenda Sacco, who's the interim, but when is, I think after the election is certified, that would be, wouldn't they then swear in Tom Welby? I'm just wondering when that will happen.
And this story is going to, I think it's going to get a lot more steam by next week, because what Lackawanna County property owners are supposed to get their new tax bills, or not their bills, the amount they're going to pay.
They're supposed to get the new, the new
we're gonna
totals,
find out how, we're going
to
find out. So it's going to be interesting.
They
got to
come up with that formula, because they then will have certified what everyone's, you know, reassessment is. Not that you can't still appeal next year. You can. But then they have to take what the total amount of taxes is. Remember, this is budget neutral. They're not allowed to raise anything. And they'll have to do that divvying up and figure out what the millage rate is for each area. And then you'll have an idea of what your bill will be.
Yeah, if I'm being, I guess I'm being myself. I'm nervous about this. I know a lot of people are, you know, it sucks. If you are somebody who's overpaid forever and no one would listen to your pleas, that's horrible. If you're someone like me, I bought in like 5 years ago, you know, and you knew, I knew the taxes were low. It's scary because you don't know. You know, it's not like they're going to back tax previous residents who just got away with it. Not that we really did anything
right.
wrong.
I mean,
I think
most
sucks.
People knew that they were having an advantage or had a disadvantage. And it's just, you know, waiting around.
It was a real estate strategy. I was told this is how property taxes are. Utilize that in your shopping. You know, it is what it is. I always knew it was a possibility, so I'm not angry about it. Where I get concerned, though, is, and I was just running the numbers, if I get a 20% increase in property taxes, that's going to sting. Anything more than that is going to really wreck a lot of my plans.
But having any additional time at this point, other than delaying the inevitable, is it going to change anything? No. It's not going to change anything.
No, it's not.
It may give you a reprieve from having to pay more, but then you also have other people that don't get the reprieve from having to pay, you know, they should be paying less. And then there's many people who are just going to pay the same. It's not going to really change anything at all. So it looks like I'd be surprised. Look, we have a winner in the election, and I'm thinking that once they get this whole election certified, they'll be able to swear him in. It would, I believe, be irresponsible for the temporary commissioner to try to make any kind of big moves. I mean, she already did by firing, you know, the communications guy for the and changing the leadership and whatever. It seemed like that was just petty revenge tactics and whatever that is. But I don't think that she should be making any decisions like on this scale. That should be something up to Tom Welby when he comes in.
Because that seems like the right thing to do. But she should be, if she wanted to, she should. She could. I mean, technically, she's allowed
to
do it.
She can do anything.
Yeah.
Because she is in that seat until it is a different story when someone else is signed in. So, I mean, sworn in. So, we'll see. All right. Meanwhile, how about this story? The former head of the Bar Association in Cambria County, Pennsylvania, is going to spend 2 to 4 years in prison after stealing over $300,000 and use the funds for vacations, cosmetic procedures, and her family's nonprofit organization. It's crazy. Between 2018 and 2023, Robin Higgins, former executive director, Cambria County Bar Association, funneled that $300,000 from that association. Again, as we said, she got to get some face work done.
Yeah, look good for your time in the pen.
Go on vacation. Also took money to put it in Cuddle for Kids, the nonprofit organization operated by her family. Then they say she similarly stole the funds from Cuddle for Kids for her own use. I mean, there's just a certain place in hell for people like that, isn't it? Oh, I have this great organization. People donate and such. And then she also steals, and she's already pled guilty, folks. She's in the sentencing phase. Steals to put it in that fund and then steals from that fund to take care of herself. Wild.
You'd think someone in that position, I mean, you'd think anyone in that position is going to realize It's like people who don't wear, who go rob places and go, how'd they find out? So there's cameras everywhere. There's so many digital trails nowadays.
Wild. Well, this is what happens when you put people in charge and you don't have anyone in place. So for 5 years that went on until somebody got a clue. It's just amazing.
And don't we all know someone in our life at some point where they just all of a sudden it's like, where did they get the money for a new car? Where did they get those?
Well, here's the thing. Do not ever be involved in any organization that doesn't have at least two people that have to get like sign for things and someone does audit it every year. It just doesn't make sense. So the Bar Association for all those years to take $300,000, just wild. Approval of the way that President Donald Trump is managing the government has dropped sharply since early in his second term. This is an AP NORC poll. And what's really interesting here is the rising discontent coming from fellow Republicans. So when you look at the numbers for U.S. adults, percent who approve of how Donald Trump is managing the government, in March, we were at 43%. It is at 33% right now. When you look at what Republicans think, again, this is approval of Trump's management of the federal government. In March, it was 81%. It is down to 68% right now. Independents in March, 38% supportive. Now it's just 25%. Now, Democrats, you'd expect, 9% supported him back then. Now it's down to 5%. But it really shows that people are very unhappy about what is going on. And what is this about just the government shutdown? I would contend it is not. Now, some look at this and they go, oh, so it looks like they're blaming Republicans more than Democrats. I think that it's more than that. And at least, I can just speak to anecdotally things that I've heard and things that I've seen. And I think it's a mix of the priorities the administration has made and how what people are struggling with and what they want worked on. Like the economy, right? Costs, health care, groceries, electricity, utilities, homes, cars, products, tariffs that are causing products to be more expensive. And what do you see from the administration? Before we even got to a government shutdown, what did we see? We see that he's getting involved in foreign issues when you hear about money going to Argentina, when you see that he has these people on the streets with their faces covered going after everyday people who are working, not the criminals. There's some of those. I'm not saying there aren't, but the vast majority of what we are seeing look like everyday people, landscapers, people going about their business. And this heavy-handed, it just seems really too violent for what people want to see happen. So while they're struggling, they see that he is, it seems, completely out of touch with what you and I are dealing with every day. And then what did we see just recently around the same time as a shutdown? He's literally demolishing parts of the White House to put up a ballroom. He redid the bathroom with marble and gold. It's like the Palace of Versailles. He is more worried about living in luxury than helping any of us. And then you're going to have the healthcare issues and the problems with the costs. So I think it is not just about the shutdown. I think it's also about not doing what he said he would do when he got into office.
I think some of the things he's always promised, a lot of them were like a lot of fears, not in my backyard type things, illegal immigration and crime. Who would want some of this stuff to land literally in your backyard? But it didn't. And it was OK to cheer for that for a lot of people. But some of these issues now are literally in your yard. They're in your yard. They're in your refrigerator. They're in your bank accounts. And you're seeing cause and effect. And he's out there telling you it's fine. That's a real disconnect. Like, it's a real disconnect. I've said this to so many people recently and they go, yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. Things are not cheaper at the grocery store, which would have been something we would have all kind of gritted our teeth and just go, oh, well, hopefully it gets better. But he went out of his way to say, it's easy to fix. We can do it on day one. He set that table and then just ignored it. If he's trying, he's not succeeding. And it sucks when it hits you that personally, like any of these issues.
And again, when you're struggling,
well, right.
And many people are, and you see he's at this great Gatsby themed party or they're, you know, ripping down the White House parts of it, the East End, without even telling people about it. It's like, do something first and then ask for permission later. Talking about a ballroom being named after him, talking about the Commanders and their new stadium being named after him, talking about building an arch on the grounds, you know, near the White House, like just crazy stuff that is on people's priority list. Not even there, not even like at the bottom, like not even there. Who could you imagine if he ran for office to say, I'm going to build a ballroom. I'm going to redo the Lincoln bathroom. I'm going to put an arch up. I want things named after me. People would be like, what are you talking about? You said you were going to day one end the war in Ukraine, right? Day one, going to take care of the problem with inflation. You know, day one, he was going to care about you. And then the other day, the worst thing I think that he's done in terms of what his own supporters think of him, when he talked about those H-1B visas.
Yeah.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you were working for the federal government and not getting paid, now that it's opened, I'm seeing a word that paychecks should start again tomorrow. No, wait, Saturday. Saturday. Yeah. You should be paid on Saturday. That's what I'm seeing. So I'm just letting folks know that because that's been a question. Now, before the break, we were talking about a comment that Donald Trump made. And I think that the interview he did with Laura Ingraham on Fox News did not do him any favors at all in many ways. And even she looked, I would say, pretty disgusted with some of what he was focusing on, you know, when she talked about the decor and things like that. But there was one comment in particular that has some MAGA supporters in an uproar. And this has to do with jobs here, right? And bringing in other people to do what Americans could do. We have that clip for you.
And he starts off just talking about how Republicans need to do a better job talking about the good economy.
Republicans have to talk about it. Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of foreign
but
workers.
You also do have to bring in talent.
We don't have talented people here. You don't have certain talents
and you have to, people have to learn. You can't take people off an unemployment, like an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles, or I'm going to put
How did we ever do it before?
Well, let me just, I'll give you an example. In Georgia, they raided because they wanted illegal immigrants. They had people from South Korea that made batteries all their lives. You know, making batteries are very complicated. It's not an easy thing and very dangerous. A lot of explosions, a lot of problems. They had like 500 or 600 people, early stages, to make batteries and to teach people how to do it. Well, they wanted them to get out of the country. You're going to need that, Laura. I mean, I know you and I disagree on this. You can't just say country's coming in, going to invest $10 billion to build a plant and going to take people off an unemployment line who haven't worked in 5 years, and they're going to start making missiles. It doesn't work that way.
What is he talking
about? It's very unsettling to hear. It would be unsettling to hear any president.
I thought it was important, she said. How did we do it before?
Because we have, right?
Right.
But it's very unsettling to hear a president kind of just not have faith in people. Mm-hmm. This idea, he could have said, look, I'm sure we have to do a better job of finding them then if they're here because they're not stepping forward.
Or training them.
But
you bring in people to train them. This is the whole point. The people, well, you're going to take someone off the unemployment line for 5 years. What the hell? Yes. What? The point, if you're the president of this country, the point is to help your people. This isn't to say no one should ever be allowed, but to say that there's not talented people or people who are able to learn and be trained is just crazy. And it really has upset his base.
It's one of those things where I'm just like, he can't mean that, right? But he said it with such confidence. It's bizarre. I don't know what else he would have meant other than, like, you know what I mean? Was he trying to just say like, oh, well, you know, specific trades are...
How did we do it before?
Exactly. That's such a key point in that.
Yeah.
And we did do that.
Right.
People can learn how to do things.
Wow. Absolutely.
Because I think there's a lot of truth to the fact that there's a lot. People say, well, Americans don't want to, you know, pick fruit. I think you're probably right. But these are higher level jobs. Most Americans strive for something bigger and better.
Well, I mean, my dad went into the military and with the GI Bill got technical training, technical school. And then was able to get a job. At first, he worked for Chrysler and it had to do with automotive, obviously. Yeah. And then it became General Dynamics. He didn't need to go to college for 4 years to learn how to do that type of job. It does take training and it takes skill, but it's something you can invest in with your people. And that's a shame that he would think that we don't have talented people here to do these jobs. And that really hurts anybody, Democrat, Republican. I don't even care where you stand on the H-1B-1 issue. If you believe that, oh, we need X amount to come in, I would say, to train people here.
Oh, right.
But the point is not, oh, open up a plant here and not hire any American workers. That's insane.
You say, look, there are some brilliant minds around the world. And if we bring them here to help our people achieve greatness too, we all benefit. We'll send some of our great minds there. Mm-hmm. This was just, it was a very weird thing. And it's very, you know me, I'll try to find that benefit of the doubt. It's a very weird statement because he clearly sounds like he has no faith in people here to do that job. Not that everyone could, but there's got to be someone.
Well, you can
and the
train.
President
these
should
are,
know that.
These are not jobs that require, like now some of them, obviously there are some jobs that take a high level of education. And they do come over here. But when you're talking about some of these other jobs, to say we don't have the talent here.
It's disconcerting to hear that more than it makes me angry. Like, it's just bizarre to hear a statement like that.
Did you ever screw up an appointment? Do you think it's one day?
Yes.
The other day, my husband did this. Thought he was going to an appointment. Turns out he was a week off. But Joe Snedeker screwed up a vacation plan. He's also got our forecast for us. Meteorologist Joe Snedeker from Storm Tracker 16.
Hi, folks, and good Thursday. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, your personal meteorologist. Well, I just got back from Florida, and there's a story here. I don't know if you remember, but last April, my niece got married in Florida, and I had to go to the wedding, and I booked the wrong weekend. Of course, my wife called me an idiot, and then I had to rebook the next weekend, but I had some breeze points. I had some credit, so I flew down over the last few days to visit my mother-in-law. She's a snowbird in Florida. Yeah, I just love visiting my mother-in-law. It was great. And it was nice and sunny there. It did get cool. We're talking 60s for highs yesterday while we got the snow here, but it's almost all gone today. The snow melts away, clouds, peeps of sun, a sprinkle of flurry. That should be about it, about 48 degrees. Overnight tonight, 35. Tomorrow, clouds and sun. High temperature about 48. So pretty much just wonderfully dull today and tomorrow. And that's a good thing, right? The weekend, partly sunny on Saturday, could hit 50. But by Saturday, late afternoon and evening, rain moves in. There's going to be rain Saturday night. No driving problems, just rain. And then on Sunday, slowly getting cooler again with some wet flakes and flurries mixing in and 48 degrees. Monday, flurries. And then we have a warm-up late next week. Already starting to look forward to that. So, good to be back. Hope you missed me because I missed you. Make it a good day. And it's a great day to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
It is 41 degrees. We have cloudy skies at your official weather station, WILK. The U.S. Mint has pressed its final pennies. Production has ended after more than 230 years.
Now let's just take a penny. No more give a penny because we don't have a penny.
When it was introduced in 1793, a penny could buy a biscuit, a candle, or a piece of candy. Now many of them just sit in jars or junk drawers. Yeah. And did you know it costs nearly 4 cents to make one?
So, but they last forever.
Now, I doubt we're in the future. You won't. They're plentiful in circulation, but I think eventually you're not going to have stuff that requires anything outside of a nickel. So like instead of $1.97, it's either going to be, I think, $2. I don't think they're going $1.95.
I think it would really contribute to the dumbing down of society when it comes to people paying for things. If suddenly we stopped going by pennies and we used everything by fives, you know, kids sure. Kids today can't do math. They get confused when you try to make change to begin with.
Oh, it's so wild.
That would only help.
Here's the thing. If you go, oh, it costs too much to make. I understand. They cost far less to produce than a nickel. A nickel costs 14 cents to make.
It's a bad business plan. It really
dime is. Costs less than 6 cents to produce,
but
a quarter costs 15 cents.
Okay.
So what's going to happen? Are we going to see the nickel go? Maybe. Who knows? Anyway, I love this. After we started posting, when people started posting the news, people are like, but how are we going to check our tire tread?
Yeah.
And do we say a penny for your thoughts anymore, or is it now a nickel?
In all honesty, I always felt like it was inappropriate to use Lincoln's head to check your tire pressure, considering his the end of his life. It just seemed like it was the wrong. There's got to be a different way to do it. So shame on you for doing that.
Right.
Yeah,
shame on you
there. Lincoln deserves better. They got to get him on something else. What else? What can we do?
I don't know.
I have no answers for you either, but I feel like it's sad just to see Lincoln go just because he happens to be on the penny.
So do you care that there's no more pennies? I mean, I guess they haven't been in big supply anyway. They basically, even though it's completely shut down, they've kind of dwindled anyway.
Pennies are like rocks. If you need one, it's pretty easy to find one. Like they always seem to be everywhere.
Well, they'll be around.
And every once in a while, if you don't see one, you're like, well, that's weird. I haven't seen a penny in a while. Like it just seems like they're so plentiful. Mm-hmm. I don't think we...
Did you see the top baby names for 2025?
Lincoln. Are we moving on?
Yeah, we are.
That probably is on the list, actually.
Lincoln, yeah, that could happen. I've heard those.
Maybe.
Baby Center's annual report is out. The most popular baby girl name, Olivia.
Okay. I was going to say Ava. I feel like I see
it's
a lot of
Ava's. Always with an A at the end anymore. Olivia.
That's how we can tell they're girls.
The top boy name.
Oh,
I thought you'd jump on it, but you jumped on the other one, Noah.
Oh, no, I never would have guessed that.
Now, some new coming names joining the top 10 list. First of all, for female names, Eliana and Aurora are now top 10. Luca has re-entered the boys list as well. Trends shaping the baby names coming up. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter.
They're naming their kids Cowboy Carter?
Oh, I think maybe Carter. Who knows? And TV shows like The Summer I Turned Pretty. Are there people in that show? I haven't seen it.
This is my son, The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Names like Blake and Justin have dropped in popularity after those controversies and that lawsuit, along with boy names ending in Y. So, let's take a look at them. Top 10 girl names. We told you Olivia's number one. Almost every one of these have an A at the end. Number 10 is Mia. Number 9, Aurora. Number 8, Ellie. No E, no A. Number 7. So like Ellie, but 7 is Eliana. Charlotte, number 6. Number 5, Isabella. Number 4, Emma. Number 3, Sophia. Number 2, Amelia. And number 1 is Olivia.
Okay.
Stop with the A's at the end. It's old. There's a lot of them.
There's a few of them.
Come up with some new ones, okay?
Need more girls named Claude.
Still have Liam on the list. Yes, Liam for boys' names, number 2. So it's Noah, Liam, then it's Oliver, Elijah, Mateo, Levi, Lucas, Ezra, Asher, and Luca.
Falling off the list. Kids named Stephen Miller. Not fun anymore.
So the Summer I Turned Pretty show has Team Conrad versus Team Jeremiah. So on the, as you were talking about with Cowboy Carter, there's the track My Rose, helping names like Rose bloom again.
Interesting.
Also Jane, Miley, even Willie riding the wave.
Willie.
And in addition, Backstreet's Back. So are boy band names. Y2K and Backstreet Boys driven a renewed interest in names like Nick, Lance, and Howie. K-pop fans joining in. Jin and 17's Jun moving up in the list.
It's June.
It's J-U-N, so
yeah,
I don't know.
I think it is.
So there's other ones. Premium TV shows have a grip on a unique name like Helena from Severance. Or is it Helena? Who knows?
They call her Helly on that show, which is cool.
Oh. Names from the pit, Samira, Heather, Cassie,
Doctor,
Isabel is up there from The Summer I Turned Pretty, as we mentioned. Athletes also, Jalen, a couple different spellings of that. Isaiah and Dylan are climbing. WNBA stars like Courtney, Kelsey, and Natasha also influencing names as well.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tonight at 6.05 p.m., we have the Penn State Coaches Show. Michigan State this weekend. Can they do it? Look, they've had it really rough outside of the fact that the coaches fired a month ago, I think yesterday. Then they have to, you know, play a series of really, really tough opponents. And so something more doable, obviously, this week. And I'm certainly expecting and hoping for a win.
I'll tell you something. If they lose again, boy, the expectations for next year are just, you know, it'd be great. Because, I mean, how bad they couldn't repeat this twice.
I really hope that they can get this thing together.
I just really want to, I mean, I hate to say this. My wife's so excited. She's like, I only have three more games. right. And she lives for this. But, like, I just want to get us to the end of the season to start whatever rebuild process we have.
There's a lot of questions about who the coach will be. And, you know, some of these coaches people have talked about are going to be in a playoff situation. Yeah. And many are saying they cannot get someone in a playoff situation because you need to start getting people off the portal. And if you're waiting for that, you are going to be missing time. I keep hearing this Eli Drinkwitz, is he Missouri?
I believe so,
coach.
Yeah.
Because it's believed that they won't be in that situation. And people talk about him in pretty high terms. But
minus the fact that he's not going to be in one of those positions. Right, because don't you want the top of the like, I mean, need someone good but not great because we want him now.
That's one of the names you're hearing now. This Brian Hartline, people are saying, some say, you know, he still doesn't have that head coaching experience. He probably needs a few more years.
He's the OC at Ohio State.
And yet others are saying he won't be here in time because obviously they'll be in a playoff situation as well. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. All right, it's time for us to play a little game.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
On this November the 13th, here are some celebrities celebrating today. Jason guesses the age. Within 2 years, we consider that a win.
I'm in a zone, but I don't know if it's the right one.
I have not seen Mr. Big, Chris Noth, in a while on television, but...
Oh, God, the actor. I
Sex in the City.
Yeah.
Chris Noth, how old is he?
62.
He's 71.
Is he?
Yeah, I was surprised by that. Gerard Butler, actor.
Butler? No. That was stupid. He's 65 also.
See, I thought he was older. He's 56.
He doesn't age well.
Whoopi Goldberg has a birthday today. How old is Whoopi?
100. No, she's 75.
She's 70.
Oof. All right.
You're way off today. Jimmy Kimmel, talk show host.
Jimmy Kimmel, let's see. He's my age. I'm going to say he's like 52.
He is 58.
All right.
All right. You tried. If it's your birthday,
that's it.
Today,
I got nothing.
That's it. Happy birthday.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.